By Westcliff on Sea Essex. Now, tomorrow night is Electro Night at Chester's in Southend. And as I mentioned yesterday, stars a band who sent me a brilliant tape last week. Malsieur's Demarche. You can see them in action at Chester's tomorrow night. In fact, you can hear them right now. For the first time on radio anywhere, that's Malsieur's Demarche, who you can see actually playing their material tomorrow night at Chester's in Southend for the Electro Night. Four guys who struck me as being very sincere indeed. I've only met two of them. They recorded that and other tracks on the tape, which you can hear later in the week, at home on a four-track TIAC machine. No noise reduction used whatsoever. I'm very impressed indeed, and I feel sure that we're going to hear a lot more of Malsieur's Demarche from Lee. More gig news in a moment.
When you're looking for a used car, you want more than just a good...
Also, perhaps ought to mention, in fairness to the lads, that that was their own competition, and it was called Body Rock. I find it very hard to resist playing another track from that tape this evening. In fact, I might very well do that, but I'm hoping, actually, to be able to talk to the lads before they go on stage at Chester's tomorrow night. As I say, I think, hopefully, with... a bit of help from me and some other people like Alan Wheeler of the Evening Echo, they're going to come to prominence via a recording contract or something of that order. It's got to be in 1984. Meantime, on with those gigs, and we move on to Thursday. And at the you've been listening to Malsieur's Demarche, a four-piece band from Lee. Oaf on bass, Kurt on keyboard, Snowboy on congas, and Cliff on vocals. Recorded at home on a four-track TIAC, and that was the second offering from them tonight, called Awakening. I think, and I feel sure that a lot of people are going to be awakened to the sound of Malsieur's Demarche. If I have anything at all to do with it, you can see them at Chester's once again tomorrow night, Chester's in Southend High Street. Let's take a look at the rest of those gigs, and perhaps we'll...
Branch. Williams & Glynn's, the alternative high street bank.
Somewhere special, Essex Radio.
The other night we played that for the first time anywhere on radio, as far as I know anyway. That's Malsieur's Demarche, and a track from their excellent four-track demo. Do you know, I've forgotten what that one's called. Cliff, help me, rescue me.
Yes, that one is The Awakening.
The Awakening.
The Awakening.
Well, we've played two of the tracks, Body Rock and Awakening. Come back to that one, because I particularly like it, especially the little frog effect in it. Look, croak towards the end there. But the amazing thing is that you recorded this when you came to me. You told me that you recorded this at home on a four-track machine, which sounds pretty amazing, because I've never heard anything recorded at home, I don't think, quite as upfront and as good quality as that. Let me just sort of introduce you to everybody, those of us that aren't coming to meet you tonight at Chester's. We've got two of the four-piece Malthier's Demargin with the studio tonight, because the rest of them are sort of busy getting it together at Chester's in Southend, where they're performing later on. We've got Oaf, the bass player, and Cliff, vocalist. Welcome to Essex Radio. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a grilling, because we've heard the music. What we want to know now is how the band came about. Who wants to go first on that one?
He does.
pointing fingers everywhere. Oaf.
Yeah, well, it was originally at Chivago, so once, this is when we were quite young, we thought about forming a band.
Yeah.
And because there's a band there playing chemise, and we decided that we'd love to play at Chivago's, but that was 2 years ago. And we sort of got together then and wrote, I think, one of the songs that was on that. But subsequently we left it for 2 years, and then we tried again just with the sole purpose of going in for the rock contest.
Yeah, it's been on and
we're
off.
Talking about
the Chris Pavilion rock contest. Mm.
And you came where in that contest?
Second in our heat.
But you were up against a lot of bands that were playing heavy metal, weren't you? But
yeah, there was only one in our heat that were playing heavy metal. I think they came last, I think.
So aside from that, is it true to say that tonight is your first real gig?
Yeah, it's the first time, really, yeah.
Well, together?
It's the third time
altogether. It's the first time we've ever, as you said like earlier, professionally, we're actually sort of getting some money for it.
So a little bit of the old nerves tonight, just a touch.
Yeah, but compared to the Cliffs Pavilion, I don't think it shouldn't be as bad anyway.
Just in case anybody's at a loss as to what to do tonight, Chester's in Southend High Street, and you're on stage around
about 11.
About 11 o'clock. Right. Best of luck with that. How did you actually? Who got the booking for you?
Well, we actually sent a tape to Gary Sutton, and he was quite impressed, and just went down there and he booked us in for what was about a couple of months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
This is happening all over the place now, isn't it, for you? Because people are like myself, getting into you virtually. Their first reaction is great. Let's do something.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
We hope that reaction sticks.
Right. What? How about the name Malthier's Demargin? Who's responsible for that?
Well, I think I was responsible. We were trying to. This is Oaf, by the way.
Bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we were trying to think of a band's name, and I thought with Malicious Damage, but the rest of the members didn't like it. So we tried to put a French touch to it, but our French not being too good. We come up with Malthier's Demargin, which we've later found out means absolutely nothing in French.
Mm. So in fact, we've spoken to a Frenchman and he disclaims all knowledge of it being in the French language.
I didn't think it was, yeah, because I'm too hot at French. Well, my mum's French, you see, so and I sort of looked at it when I first saw it. No, that's not. That's an abortion of French or something. Anyway, yes, once seen, never forgotten, Malthier's Demargin. Have you approached, can I ask you this, other radio stations before us, and if so, what was their reaction?
No, never.
I mean, this is the first tape, really, and we just thought it'd be brilliant if we could get some exposure.
You got the tape hot off the press sort of thing, the night we just finished it.
How about record companies? Any joy in that direction?
We haven't tried yet.
No.
Who actually does the writing?
Most of it's done by Kurt himself.
Who is Kurt?
Kurt is your keyboard.
Keyboard player, yes,
he's
right.
Busy sort of setting all the gear up at the moment.
Hopefully, I hope he is. I'll kill him if he isn't. But
is that very essential to the sound? It would seem so.
Yeah, it does. Well, after you've like put an emphasis on it, it seems quite good. I think we've got responsibility to make sure it does sound good. So it is quite important.
It's an unusual instrumental setup, so it's quite important that, say, the drum track is mixed in well.
Now, basically, you're four-piece, right? You've got keyboards, bass, you and vocals, Cliff, and Snowboy, who isn't with us tonight. He's down at the club, I presume. On congas, you also use an electric machine, drum machine, don't you?
Well, no. Yes, we use that to record the backing tape. So the actual drum machine is on tape, because we had to hire it. We couldn't afford to buy it. It's a good drum machine.
Well, I tell you what, before we, I know you've got to rush off soon, because Tenderhooks and the getting ready for tonight, but I just want to play everybody a track they haven't heard yet. If they've been listening to the programme, you've heard two tracks from the band. Tell us a bit about 20,000 Souls.
It's about a day we were down at Upton Park, a memorable day. There were lots of souls singing, so
that's sort of what it's about, yeah. Football crowd.
And basically it's very keyboards, this one, isn't it?
And a bit of bass.
A little bit of
congas. And
a bit of shouting.
Some shouting.
Let's have a listen. Are you going to do this one tonight?
Yeah, it's normally our opening number.
Let's have a listen. Alcide's Dommage, 20,000 souls. Souls, and you could almost imagine they were there. That's Malcier's Dommage. I actually, when it got going, I could see what you were getting at by the football crowd and everything else, but I mean, I actually, the intro, that the long build-up to it, it's very, very dramatic and sounds a bit like something out of a science fiction epic. It really is very impressive, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who shares that view. And as to how it goes down later tonight, well, I shall be intrigued. You've got all quiet.
Yeah, we'll also be quite intrigued, I think.
Well, you've got to get back down to the club. Once again, the very best of luck with tonight's gig. And I hope, and I'm sure it's not going to be very long before you're all going to come to some mega record company's attention and be very famous and everything else. I hope that we've certainly contributed in a small way. And well, what can I say?
Good night.
Here's to the
be seeing you.
Here's to lots more gigs. In fact, I did notice that our friend from the Evening Echo, the local paper for this neck of Essex, Alan Wheeler, did mention something about an album that you should be laying down tracks for, because you've got four very different songs on this demo tape. I'm sure you've got a lot more tucked away. Is that
all will be revealed at Chester's?
So yeah, obviously. So it's a come down to Chester's, everybody, a little later on tonight, and I hope they appreciate the plug there, and see Malcier's Dommage in action, and I hope that we can get something together and you can come and see us again very soon with some more tracks. That'd be nice. If you've got something on vinyl, let's hope now we can make the transition from tape to something on record. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Terrific, yeah.
All right, well, regards to the rest of the band, Kurt and Snowboy. He was doing 14 to the dozen there on the old congas. Mm-hmm. There. You're all, before you go, you're all into different types of music, aren't you? Because I was talking to Kurt the other day, and he's quite into classical music, for instance. Mm-hmm. Cliff, you're
anything from The Doors to Killing Joke, The Cramps, anything.
It's a fair old range, and what about you?
Oh, Motorhead. Motorhead, The Ramones, The Damned, all sorts, yeah.
So all that kind of together creates the Dommage sound, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, go to it. Have a good gig. And thanks for coming in. And Ray of Ray is in the wings, waiting with his career bit. Sorry to keep you waiting, Ray. Be with you very soon.